Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
U.S. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell lashed out at corporate America on Monday, warning CEOs to stay out of the debate over the new voting law in Georgia. Georgia employers Coca-Cola and Delta Airlines have spoken out against the law signed by Governor Brian Kemp, and Major League Baseball pulled the 2021 All-Star Game out of the state over the law strengthening identification requirements for absentee ballots in future elections. The Senate parliamentarian ruled on Monday that Democrats may use a procedural tool known as reconciliation to pass the $2 trillion infrastructure bill with zero Republican support. This now removes the potential Republican filibuster. New Zealand Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern announced Tuesday New Zealand will open a quarantine-free travel bubble with Australia starting April 18th. New Zealand tourism industry and the New Zealand Chamber of Commerce say the plan could serve as a model for other countries to reopen safely. USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Russian President Vladimir Putin has changed the Russian Constitution that would enable him to stay in power another 15 years. Dan Araki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Vladimir Putin has signed a law changing the Russian Constitution that would allow him to possibly stay in power until 2036. The law allows him to stand for election for another 2 terms after his current term expires in 2024. The legislation formalizes changes made in a referendum last year, a vote that opposition leaders say was tarnished by widespread irregularities. Putin is currently in his 4th 6-year term, having been in power for more than 17 years, longer than any Russian leader since Joseph Stalin.
The Constitution of the Russian Federation went into effect on Christmas Day, 1993. Democrat Senator Joe Manchin warned Monday that the Biden administration's massive infrastructure package can't pass in its current form because he and a handful of other Senate Democrats believe the corporate tax hikes proposed in the bill are just too expensive. USA Radio News.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Will Americans be required to get a COVID passport to state the recipient has had the COVID-19 vaccine? Dan Araki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau has more.
The federal government won't require a COVID vaccination passport, according to the White House chief medical advisor. The concept of a passport in some form to provide proof of a COVID vaccination has been contentious in the last few weeks, with Florida Governor Ron DeSantis signing an executive order banning them in his state. But Dr. Anthony Fauci says that's not something the federal government is planning on requiring for business or travel. He tells Politico that will be left up to private entities.
I do believe that there will be individual entities that will do that. There may be theaters that say you don't get in unless you have proof of vaccination. There may be colleges or other educational institutions that do that. I'm not saying they should or that they would, but I'm saying you could foresee how an independent entity might say, well, we can't be dealing with you unless we know you're vaccinated, but it's not going to be mandated from the federal government.
Critics complain the COVID passport would be a major invasion of privacy. The total market value of cryptocurrencies pushed past $2 trillion for the first time, doubling in about 2 months amid surging institutional demand. Bitcoin is worth more than $1 trillion alone after its price more than doubled in 2021 to $58,858 per coin. Thanks for listening. I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, it's what we do, and boy, it's all kinds of fun right now, isn't it? You know, I said that Jimmy Carter must be absolutely elated that Joe Biden is the president, because Jimmy Carter has been so maligned over the years. I mean, here he is, very intelligent man, U.S. Navy Academy graduate, 39th president of the United States. You know, he may have made a lot of mistakes, and just from his worldview and his perspective, you can kind of understand how he got to where he got. And that's not so disturbing. But you see somebody like Joe Biden, who is the Peter Principle personified, and he just continues to keep on rolling. And this, you know, coupled and complicated by his mental condition, which is amazing. I mean, we're just sitting there watching one train wreck after another. And what he did with Major League Baseball and this whole controversy is something else altogether. With us right now is Larry Klayman. Larry's the founder and former chairman of Judicial Watch, the current chair of Freedom Watch. And we've got lots to talk about, Larry. Welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Bill, good morning.
Well, it was Mark Twain who said there's three kinds of lies: lies, damn lies, and statistics. And Joe Biden seems to be stuck in those lies and damn lies right now.
Well, it was Ronald Reagan who said the second oldest profession is giving the first oldest profession a bad name. And that's what we've got here.
Don't say that when I'm drinking coffee. Almost went
okay,
all over
sorry
the place.
About that. Sorry. Mark Twain said, what's the difference between lawyers and prostitutes? Prostitutes give you something of value, and it tells you something.
Yeah, it's our humanity, isn't it, Larry? I mean, what we're pointing to. I mean, we're all humanoids. Nobody's perfect here. But doggone it, you know, you're the president of the United States. Can you be at least responsible instead of, you know, blowing things up? I mean, at the end of the day, it's like, what did nobody sit down and talk to him about what Georgia was doing? It's just a knee-jerk reaction. And so let's start this firestorm that now makes him look, you know, worse than an idiot.
Bill, they don't care. I wrote a column yesterday. You can find it at freedomwatchusa.org. It's kind of an extension of my book, It Takes a Revolution, Forget the Scandal Industry. It's called Harris, Biden, and the Fourth Reich. Of course, I put Harris in front of Biden because he's not really in control. And what you've got here is a situation similar to what you saw in Germany leading up to World War II and thereafter, where industrialists and other aspects of German society rallied around Hitler because they thought he was going to be the guy in charge who could butter their bread, make them profitable, pull them out of, you know, a more than a recession, but a bad economic crisis. That's what you've got now. You've got these, and they've got these companies, which like Coca-Cola, Delta, Microsoft, the rest, who are supporting what's going on. And Biden knew what he was doing here. I mean, he's not very smart. He's probably the least intelligent president in our lifetime. But on the other side of the coin, they know what they're doing. And they are putting in effect an electoral system that will ensure that leftists will be elected to the presidency and vice presidency for forever, for the rest of our lives. So they objected and they trashed Georgia's new law, which basically just requires more identification, doesn't eliminate the times or dates or anything. It jockeys them around a little bit, but in fact, even the Washington Post said it actually improves the ability to
vote. Exactly.
But they don't care.
It opens up some time. Right.
So what do? They play the race card. They're using race. Frankly, they're using white people the way Hitler used the Jews as a scapegoat.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what they're doing.
Yeah,
it's evil.
Disgusting.
It's totally evil.
Yeah, and thank you for calling that out, by the way, Larry, because that's exactly what it is. You know, Matt Whitlock had sent out a tweet. He said 74% of Georgians support, all voters support a voter ID. 55% support among Democrats. 63% support among black voters. 98% support among people making under $25,000 a year. Now, this is Georgia speaking on this issue. And meanwhile, the president, Major League Baseball and all, has done this knee-jerk reaction. As you say, it is consistent. This is the sad thing about this race card. You can play it to the point of absolute stupidity, can't you?
You can, but it's also working.
Yeah.
Because white people just simply say, they put their head down, they're in a crouch, they say, look, leave me alone, we're sorry about slavery, you know, 100 years ago, do whatever you want. Leave us alone. But you know what? We're not being left alone, okay? And it's not just whites. It's anybody who opposes this leftist push, which has taken over this country. It is frightening. And when my own university, Emory University, I went to law school there, which is owned by Coca-Cola and Delta in Atlanta, throw the towel in, as have many other sports leagues, whether it's the NBA or whether it's the NFL.
Even figures. LeBron James threw the towel in. I mean, people that make all this money have rolled over on all this stuff as well. You're right.
We can't, and that's why it does take a revolution. I know I'm pushing that bill, but
You're right. It does take it because where's the counter narrative? You know, we said this long ago, Larry. I mean, you know, they keep wanting to bring up this whole civil rights issue and slavery and stuff. And I said, wait a minute, stop for just a moment, would you? And think about all the people of color who died for the sake of slavery during the Civil War. Think about all the money that has been spent. I talked with Bob Woodson. I said, Bob, we're talking $30 trillion here, this war on poverty since 1964. I said, where the hell did the money go? He goes, Bill, you don't understand. He says 70% of that money, of the $30 trillion, has gone to black bureaucrats. So, I mean, you know, give me a pick and break here, would you? I mean, you keep wanting to play this. Go ahead.
No, I mean, we can talk about it, but now we've got to act. You know, are invited. I got the visitor center at Independence Hall May 31st. We need to talk about a new government.
I told you, we'll bring the show there. We'll bring the show there, Larry. I mean, just get me the information. Nobody's contacted me yet there. I'll be there.
Yeah, I lined it up yesterday. We've got it all
good.
Ready to go. You know, we need to push back. We need to take the country back. It's gone. It's over. It's dead right now. It really is. And exactly like Nazi Germany was dead. Now, that may sound like an extreme analogy, but it's not. It's not. Because now you've got every aspect of society, big tech, you've got sports leagues, you've got labor unions, you've got even big law firms that are far leftist, you've got bar associations trying to eliminate conservative lawyers like me, like Kellyanne Conway, like it wasn't even that good, but Bill Barr, like Giuliani, the rest of them. It's a full court press to destroy anybody who they dissent with. And then they've got propaganda ministers like Goebbels in Germany. You've got propaganda ministers here in CNN, MSNBC, the rest of them. And then you've got people on the other side like Fox that really just feed you, you know, lukewarm Republican establishmentism. And that's not done it. That will not bring this country back.
Well, this is why a revolution needs to happen, and I agree with you 100%. We've been saying this for years, because the people have lost sight of the concept of we the people. You know, if we the people do not exercise their rights, their God-given rights as noted clearly in the Constitution and our Declaration of Independence. Well, heaven help us. You're exactly right. We're losing this thing, our democratic republic that Benjamin Franklin says it's ours if we can hold it. But it seems to be slipping through our grasp right now unless something big happens. Larry Klayman is with us. We've got more from him after this. Stay with us.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Even if you've tried before and were unsuccessful in getting rid of your timeshare, call today and see if we can help. We offer a complete 100% unconditional client satisfaction guarantee. Make this completely free call and learn how we can help you legally put an end to your timeshare nightmare once and for all. You have nothing to lose, so call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation. 800-897-1434. 800-897-1434. That's 800-897-1434. Paid for by Airtime Media.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Bill Martinez for We the People.
Yeah, but the one thing I took out of that piece was, man, I think most white people and black people are great people. I really believe that in my heart. But I think our system is set up where our politicians, whether they're Republicans or Democrats, are designed to make us not like each other so they can keep their grasp of money and power. They divide and conquer. I truly believe in my heart most white people and black people are awesome people. But we're so stupid following our politicians, whether they're Republicans or Democrats. And their only job is, hey, let's make these people not like each other. We don't live in their neighborhoods. We all got money. Let's make the whites and blacks not like each other. Let's make rich people and poor people not like each other. Let's scramble the middle class. I truly believe that in my heart.
Charles Barkley, and it was amazing. When I heard that, Larry Klayman, I thought, wow, you know, common sense is not all gone. And that took a lot of courage for Charles Barkley in this woke society to speak up like that. But a lot of truth there, huh?
Well, it is. And really, most of the courageous people these days are black conservatives. Now, Barkley's not totally a conservative in the truest sense.
Right,
but and that's why he put the Republicans in front of the Democrats in that thing. He was shading it a little bit. I mean, Republicans are bad, but not like the Democrats. They're just
pure, not even close. Right,
pure evil. Yeah. Mm. So, you know, yeah, he's right. He's right, and that's what I was saying is that we have become the scapegoat. Whites have become the scapegoat, like the Jews of Nazi Germany. That's what he's basically saying. And most black people are good people. That's true.
Yes,
and,
exactly.
You know, I have black people working for me, and they're every bit as good as white people and everybody else. And this is something that, you know, needs to be said more and more. But nobody has the courage. You know, Kobe Bryant, remember when George Zimmerman got charged, you know,
right,
for killing Trayvon Martin. Kobe Bryant came out and said, you know, why should I condemn this guy? I want to see the evidence first. Just because I'm black, you're telling me to condemn him? I'm not going to do that.
Exactly.
So there are courageous black people out there that will stand up. NBA is not courageous, though.
No.
Meaning Black Lives Matter on their courts, despicable. I won't watch games anymore. I won't watch college basketball for that matter anymore, with what they've done. Yeah.
Well, and here it is. We just had a shot. You know, Major League Baseball had an opportunity to come back, and then they do this. It's like a self-inflicted wound. I mean, did you guys get tired of losing, you know, 25% of your revenue plus, and now you're just going to really just put the death nail into your season? I mean, it's going to get to the point. And I got to think, like you said, some of these very wealthy ball players, you know, they've got to see that they're losing money, because what's going to happen, Larry, is that some of these special tax dispensations that these big corporations have been getting, particularly the NFL, you know, Major League Baseball, the NBA and all that, what are they going to do when that goes away?
Well, under the Democrats, it's not going away, Bill.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
no.
They're going to get more handouts, okay?
Right.
This is the problem right now. The country, you've got all three branches of government in the hands of radical leftist Democrats. You've got corporations. You've got sports leagues. You've got labor unions. You've got the universities. You have big tech. Yesterday, there was a decision by another courageous black person, Clarence Thomas, with regard to big tech. In fact, a case that I had in front of the Supreme Court, he made reference to. And he said, yes, there is discrimination. I can't reach it now, but it can be regulated as common carriers. That's not going to happen either, because the Democrats are in control. So we are in a situation where we rise up. Now, every Thursday, I hope you'll tune in, is our Citizens Grand Jury at 11 a.m. Eastern, 8 a.m. Pacific. And we are right now conducting a grand jury with regard to Joe Biden, Hunter Biden, and James Biden. By the way, Hunter writes a book, you know, which nobody would ever write but for the fact that his father's in control of the Justice Department. He knows he can't be touched because there's incriminating stuff in there. So stupid. He says he even eats Parmesan cheese off the floor because he thinks that's crack. You know, this is what we're dealing with right now. And
They think
they can do whatever they want, and they think they can ram it down our throat. But we're going to indict Joe Biden. We're going to indict the family. We will try them. We will convict them. And we will seek to mete out the sentences peacefully and legally. And I'm still trying to figure out how we do that without violence, because we don't want violence. But they need to be held accountable. These people need to be thrown in the slammer and put where the sun don't shine.
Exactly. Well, Larry, speaking of due process, you've got those on the left, CNN, MSNBC, pretty much saying that if Chauvin is not if he's not convicted, that all hell's going to break loose. They're basically telling, you know, the blacks who, and this is not all blacks. This is that minority of blacks that will run on the street, break into buildings, burn buildings down, and loot and ransack. And they've put the notice out to them to get ready to explode if Derek Chauvin is not convicted.
Well, I've got good news for them. He is going to be convicted because that jury will be so afraid for their lives that they will convict. And the judge will push it that way. Believe 100%.
It's already, the indication has already gone that way. I mean, here, it wasn't third-degree murder, then they bring that back. I mean, that's total manipulation by the judge, right?
Yeah. And see, this is the dichotomy. Look at what happened in Miami Beach in the last few weeks, okay? Between 1,000 and 2,000 young black youth were arrested for drugs, for guns. There was even a killing of a white woman that was raped. And the mayor simply says there's a curfew at 8 p.m., a leftist mayor of Miami Beach. Mm-hmm. He is now branded as a racist, okay? And the media doesn't mention the fact this is primarily black youth that's down there, and they weren't down there for spring break either. Right. This is what you're dealing with right now. The cards are stacked against the majority in this country. The majority has become the minority, and the minority is now at the back of the bus. Right. So everybody should be equal in this country, and somebody's got to say it, and somebody's got to do it. Because right now, people have had enough. And that's what you saw on January 6th. It wasn't just Trump. It wasn't just the election. It was the people rising up saying, all three branches of government are corrupt. I can't take it anymore. They walked into their capital. Most people were good people. That was not a trespass. That's our capital. And now you got the FBI being used by Biden and Harris as a Gestapo, rounding people up, saying, if you, in any way, rise up, we will destroy you. And that is why you have 20,000 troops in Washington, D.C., because Biden and Harris think they could be overthrown. That's the reality.
Well, and the fact that they're thinking that, I mean, it really gives you an indication, Larry. I mean, January the 6th gave you that, and of course they went nuts, after this attack on the Capitol building and the death of a Capitol officer, with a gentleman who basically ran him down, comes out with a knife. He is, he's killed in the process. But they were really slow in revealing his background. And this was all, I mean, they were just trying, you could just see the machinations of the media and the propagandists trying to get around. Okay, how do we, Why couldn't we have put a gun in his hands or something, so that it would give more fuel to what they're trying to do with our Second Amendment rights?
Right, and notwithstanding the fact that the guy is a Muslim, but which nobody wanted to reveal at first.
Right, exactly.
It's the fact that Nancy Pelosi probably was the trigger on that, so to speak, because she put some Capitol Police up the previous week to sue Trump for what happened on January 6th. Maybe the guy was reacting to that. I mean, who knows? But it's so evil. It is so evil. And, frankly, we are living in a police state. The FBI is being misused. I'm sure the agents resent it. They're being used as Biden and Harris's own Gestapo. Justice Department, of which I was once a somewhat proud alumnus, is corrupt. It's the Department of Injustice.
Who's
been held accountable, Bill? Who's been held accountable for anything at the high level?
Exactly.
Nobody. Nobody.
Well, for Officer Chauvin, I mean, you're talking about he's being backed by a million police fund and a dozen lawyers, but that may not be able to be enough to get him out, right?
No, he's dead meat. He's done. Okay, they don't have the courage. Look at the Supreme Court running away from Trump.
Right.
They didn't want to be part of it. You know, they went with the flow, and his own judges went with the flow. They go with the winner.
Right.
They think the winner. Okay, the winner right now is not Derek Chauvin. He's the loser. He'll be convicted.
Well, we got to leave it there. Larry Klayman, look forward to having you back as always. Founder, foreman, chairman of Judicial Watch, current chair of Freedom Watch. Thank you, Larry. Take care.
God bless, Bill. Bye.
We need the forklift over here.
Indeed, those unexpected growths can stretch your business thin.
Okay, those molds need to be adjusted. The shippers are coming at noon, so we got to get this done.
Like at Dennis's plastic startup, to stay flexible, he needs to get started hiring right away.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. And the moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first sponsored job post. Terms and conditions apply.
for $1 a day. If any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. That's 800-870-6217.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
U.S. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell lashed out at corporate America on Monday, warning CEOs to stay out of the debate over the new voting law in Georgia. Georgia employers Coca-Cola and Delta Airlines have spoken out against the law signed by Governor Brian Kemp, and Major League Baseball pulled the 2021 All-Star Game out of the state over the law strengthening identification requirements for absentee ballots in future elections. The Senate parliamentarian ruled on Monday that Democrats may use a procedural tool known as reconciliation to pass the $2 trillion infrastructure bill with zero Republican support. This now removes the potential Republican filibuster. New Zealand Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern announced Tuesday New Zealand will open a quarantine-free travel bubble with Australia starting April 18th. New Zealand tourism industry and the New Zealand Chamber of Commerce say the plan could serve as a model for other countries to reopen safely. USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Bill Martinez for We the People.
Hey, we're back with you 28 minutes before the top of the hour. It's always great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, go to BillMartinezShow.com. Lots of resources there, by the way. All the interviews, you know, from the beginning of time, so to speak, are right there. You can download them. We're givers, absolutely free. Enjoy. Share them with your friends. You know, if you challenge something, by all means, you can drop me a line, Bill@BillMartinezShow.com. Jeff Kep joins us now, the former NFL QB and ministry leader. Hey, Jeff, how we doing, buddy?
I'm good. I'm thankful.
Amen. Amen to that.
With you, brother.
Hey, always. I want to talk to you about Easter, but before we do, real quick, just on this, all this backlash on what happened with the All-Star Game. You being a sportsman and a love for the game and consideration for everything that represents athletics, this has to be disturbing to your spirit to see our country reduce itself to such a low common denominator that you can't even, you know, play a baseball game without politics entering into it. I mean, I think Larry Klayman is right, is that we're going to have a revolution to finally just say enough of this politics stuff, get it out of here.
Bill, give your listeners and me a quick recap of how you saw the display at the All-Star Game.
Well, what I saw in terms of the decision is that what happened there in Georgia is the politicians, you know, looked at stuff. They said, hey, you know, there were some things that, you know, we need to clean up here. I mean, they're actually doing something to reform so that they have accountability to their voters, because, as you know, a big spotlight was put on Georgia in the 2020 elections. And they came back and said, hey, look, let's do some practical things here. And what they offered, I thought, was extremely practical. But the way even the president of the United States, the way he chose to perceive it and put it out there, was disingenuous at at its least, if not a flat-out lie. Now, according to Matt Whitlock, what the Georgian senators and congressmen, representatives did was they did what 74% of the voters in Georgia wanted to do, and that's with the voter ID. 55% support was from Democrats, 63% support from black voters, 98% support among people making under $25,000, this according to Matt Whitlock. So what they did was something that was already in the wheelhouse. It was not that big a deal. They tried to make some big thing about people getting water and, you know, and not having access to water. What they were trying to do was do a reasonable thing and say, look, you cannot go and offer water to people and say, hey, if you vote Democrat, here's water. And because this is the kind of stuff the Democrats were doing. And, of course, Joe Biden chose to look at that as saying, oh, well, you know, this is you're taking us back to the Jim Crow era. And this is not even anywhere close to this. But, you know, this is what the left is done. You know, they have become so ideologically fixed on race that we can't have a reasonable conversation.
This is a delicate topic. I agree with you that it has been demagogued. And I also, having talked to a lot of African American and minority friends, know that the history of resisting their opportunities to participate fully, first were very obvious and heinous, and then they were less obvious and heinous, and today they still exist in perhaps less intense ways, but some people would love to ignore that they exist at all when a degree of pain is still there. The answer to that is I think that non-minorities really would be wise to talk to individual African-American friends and acquaintances, workmates, people at church, et cetera. Ask questions. What's your experience like? What's your perspective? Be willing to listen. And then don't go into debate and answer mode, even right. if their perspective isn't 100% reality. You're missing a lot of their picture, and they could benefit from you understanding their heart, and you will benefit. And if we do that, we will move away from an us versus them mentality, which is
that's a good point.
America.
It's an excellent point.
Then, secondly, I agree that the way that the president and others in the other party characterize things is very much already assuming the worst in an us versus them, our way's right, your way's wrong. But any one of us need to be careful not to use that same strategy to just label and attack the other side. So I'm not going to give us a perfect solution to this. I'm going to give us a personal mandate to continue the personal relationship, question asking and listening. Don't be afraid to be awkward. People really like it when you ask questions and say, hey, I don't understand. Maybe I don't see this perfectly. But that's respect. That's dignity. And that's learning.
Yes.
And over time, we can improve things like that. So on to Easter, and
yes.
the greatest epicenter event of all of human history.
Without a doubt.
We can't just celebrate for that week, which is why I was so pleased to see you say, hey, let's talk about Easter now that it's past us. But it is still the greatest day, the greatest event in history. And it should be the most important thing in Bill's life and Jeff's life.
Yes.
And anyone who has said, Jesus is my Savior. And we, of course, pray in the life of anyone who has yet to discover that Jesus is the answer and Easter is the greatest day in history that can change your personal destiny and your present life.
Well, without a doubt, I tweeted out last night, remembering what Pope John Paul II had to say. He says, we are Easter people and our song is Alleluia. And that really, again, reminded me, Jeff, to your very point, that we are Easter people. You know, those of us that have accepted, you know, the sacrifice of the cross, the power of the blood, whose life will never be the same. And as you say, every day is Easter for us. Because, you know, even in a given day, in a given moment,
it'll look like Friday, but Sunday's coming, and it's just around the corner. And it happens on a daily basis for people of faith that are open to understand what was going on. Because if you remember, during this period of time, Jesus said that, you know, the Father did not open the eyes of everybody, even the disciples. They weren't totally open to what was going on, and they weren't going to be open until Pentecost, when, they little glimpses and that sort of thing. But when the Spirit came on Pentecost 50 days later, man, now you've got the holy anointing of God's full endorsement and power behind the words that common men are going to speak.
Yeah, I believe that Easter, the intentional choice of Jesus to go to the cross, he told his disciples all about it. They didn't understand. He faced the worst rejection and mischaracterization and false accusation and judgments and false conviction and then torture and then crucifixion, which was physically painful, but it was a punishment for the sin, the departure, the rebellion, the pride, the selfishness of Jeff and Bill and every believer in Jesus all through history. And it was also a punishment for every non-believer in Jesus who was offered this gift, was offered this path out of separation from God for eternity and out of disconnection from God in this life and into adoption and the family of God. So this choice of Jesus to suffer and pay the penalty for human rebellion and then the resurrection, that is what should shape every minute of my life. It's
yes.
The epicenter of history.
Right. And we're told that that same resurrection power that raised Jesus from the dead is operative in Jeff and Bill and all those that declare Jesus as Lord, right?
It is. And you know, the scriptures tell us that if you trust in Jesus, you're not just trusting in him, you're trusting in the Father. So your Creator, your Father, is with you. And then you'll have light in this dark world. So Jesus is the way. He is the truth. He is the life. You can come to the Father, but only through him.
Amen. We got to leave it right there. Jeff Kemp, you're awesome as always.
Appreciate it. COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. That's 800-539-5860.
Mortgage rates are at historic lows, so if you have a mortgage, refinance it and forget it. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Network Capital is offering a low 15-year fixed rate at 2% with a 2.27% APR. Incredible! Network Capital has built a reputation for saving people time and money with our unique process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 15-year fixed rate is 2% with a 2.27% APR. Incredible! These are historically low rates you may never see again. So, refinance it and forget it. That's a 15-year fixed at 2% with a 2.27% APR. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding right now. Call 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448.
NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight and the Finance Lenders Law. Number 603787. An equal opportunity lender. Loan amount $500,000 and greater. 1.45 discount points apply. Rates subject to change and credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Bill Martinez, we have a country to save.
And it's okay to still have fun, ladies and gentlemen. We can have fun in the middle of this, as Larry Klayman said. Yes, you know, some of this stuff you just kind of look at it. And it's not that you have to have any kind of bent perspective. It's just, it's kind of silly, isn't it, that common sense today would be a perspective that would lead to some humor because of all the insanity that is, it's like chickens with their heads cut off. And you just wonder, you go, okay, when are they going to stop? You know, because eventually, you know, I got to bring Sam on. Samantha Mao, the Good News Girl, is with us. Oh, okay, so not yet. So we're going to have to wait just a moment for her. But anyway, you know, the point is that if you've ever been around where people actually, you know, butcher chickens or, you know, cut their heads off so that they can eat them, the way in which they do it, they actually do. They just keep on running for a while, but it just a little bit. And then they fall over. You know, it's like they run out of gas. So, well, they're dead. You know, they've lost their heads. And this government that we have right now, it's like chickens with their heads cut off. Because, you know, where's the intelligence? I mean, these are supposedly intelligent people. And Nancy Pelosi said, these guys are so smart. I mean, they could be working other jobs. I'd be curious to see what kind of jobs they could be working that they could get free haircuts and all this money that they make, insider trading and the opportunity to take advantage of the system in such a way that they take care of themselves more than the people that they're supposed to serve. But I imagine, you know, when you have that kind of attitude, you can probably do that in your own company and make it work along the line as well. But, you know, can you do it in the manner to which you're doing it as a public servant, alleged, you know, so it's kind of curious. But look, we have a government of four by we. I keep saying this. And I say that as a challenge to all of us to do something about it, to take our country back. I mean, because that's what's going to be necessary if we are going to, you know, get control and right the ship here, because we're expecting the very people who, you know, they're floating a different ship, okay? And they're going in a different direction than we, the people, expect. They try to tell us that they're doing, you know, that they're going in a certain direction. But then when you see where they end up, it's not anywhere close. I mean, they're not serving people that they said, you know, during the primaries and during the election season that they were going to do and all these great things they were going to do. You know, what they do is they pass these bills and they give, you know, we the people $1,400 and we're supposed to feel good about it until you realize that 90% of the $2 trillion went to pay favors.
went to take care of their own party members, take care of unions, take care of their own interests. Once again, to buy votes. This is what the Democrats do. This is, you know, they've got this down to a systemic and very effective program that they've been utilizing over the years. They buy votes. And the interesting thing is they buy votes with our money. They don't even do it with their own money. I mean, this is how, you know, incredible and how bold and arrogant the Democrats are. And you can say, I guess with Charles Barkley, you say both sides probably. You know, I'll give you that. It just seems the Democrats, maybe because they're better at it, maybe they feel justified. Maybe Republicans, maybe there's still a degree of conscience within the Republican Party that doesn't allow them to wholesale effectively do this sort of thing. But are there political favors? Yeah, no doubt about it. And, that it swings both ways. But the fact that it swings both ways doesn't make it right. It's still wrong. It's still swinging in the wrong direction, whether it's on the Democratic side or the Republican side. I mean, evil is evil, right? I mean, you can't just say evil is, it's only evil when it's on the Democrats and not evil when it's on the Republicans. No, look at, evil is evil. And we've got to do something about this. And, you know, as our good friend, you know, John Whitehead from the Rutherford Institute, I quote him often in saying that education precedes action. So you have to be educated. This is the type of government that calls for self-responsibility. And part of the self-responsibility is that it behooves us to maintain a handle on this. I just got a note here from Sam that she had the phone ring. She's on standby, so I don't know. Maybe we'll keep trying to get a hold of her one more time here. But anyway, but what's happening, getting back to this point here, is that we the people have to take on this government. This is why, you know, when Donald Trump came on the scene, love him or hate him or feel how you want, I mean, his assessment was right on, and that is that the people needed to get activated. That he was returning the government back to the hands of the people. Samantha Mao joins us now. She's the Good News Girl. You can go to Sam's Corner and read up on all these great stories. And we want to start off right off the bat with this great story. I mean, for anybody who has adopted children, you know, sometimes you hear these stories, Sam, where somebody will adopt a child out of a tragedy of a family. And oftentimes when it's a family tragedy, when the parents die, there can be, in this case, you know, lots of siblings involved. And in this particular case, she had seven siblings who were looking for a forever home after their parents died in a car crash, right?
That's right. So this is Pam and Gary Willis. And this is, the kids are ages 1 to 12, which
wow.
is, you know, I mean, wow. It's
talk about a built-in family, ready-made, boom.
Built-in family.
Yeah.
And, you know, this is out in California, and she was scrolling through her Facebook. Pam was scrolling through her Facebook feed back in 2019, and she landed on the news story that was talking about these children and what had happened with their parents dying, and they were needing a home. And she said she saw a picture of them, and she, like, just in that instant, she knew that she needed to have, you know, to make them hers. So she tagged her husband in the post and thinks about them all day. And, you know, so one thing led to another. And they ended up adopting all seven of these children. I mean, they're absolutely beautiful. It's amazing to see.
Yeah. Well, I bet. And for them to be able to be together, and obviously family was not available to take on these kids. But here is, you know, another family. And I got to imagine the husband adopting, you know, first of all, let me get my brain around adopting. Seven?
Seven? Yeah. I mean, that's definitely, you know, I actually knew a couple who adopted four children at the same time that were all siblings. You know, they had planned on adopting the first two, and then they ended up adopting the two older siblings when they found out they were available. And, you know, it can be quite a challenge, but, you know, I know those children now, and they're adults, and it turned out so great. And wow. You know, I think it's kind of inspiring for the rest of us to see something like that happen. And
well,
you know, it could just fill your lives with a lifetime of joy.
Yeah, without a doubt. We serve a God of second chances, and that's a perfect case in point. This next story involves a high school senior. I love this. A high school senior, he invents a color-changing suture that detects infection. Tell us about this.
So this is actually Deja Taylor. She's 17 years old, and she was one of 40 finalists in the Regeneron Science Talent Search. It's the nation's most prestigious science and math competition for high school seniors. And she actually invented sutures. Like, so whenever you stitch up, it detects the sutures themselves will change color to let you know whether or not there's an infection, which, you know, that's something that is always a big concern when you're in the medical environment.
What a great idea. Your husband, who's a doctor, probably going, why didn't we think of this earlier?
Yes. It's one of those things where, do you ever see an idea that's so great? You're like, has anybody ever thought about this before? It seems like such a perfect solution, something like that. Especially, you know, it's something that at a glance that even a patient would be able to know that something's not right.
What a great idea. Well, congratulations. Now, this story out of California, you mentioned California earlier, Dick Van Dyke was caught handing out cash to job seekers in Malibu amid this COVID pandemic. What was going on here?
So that's right. So, you know, everybody loves Dick Van Dyke. He's still young, and he's actually
96 or something.
Young. He's 90. He's 95 years old.
95. Now, okay. All right. Right. Yeah, he's still falling over couches, but now more.
That's right. So he's not falling. He's dancing over couches. It's right. Amazing. He's actually the same age as my grandpa, and it's like you see him and you're like, how have you not aged a single day? But he decided to go hand out wads of cash to job seekers in Malibu, like you said. Mm. This is while they're out running errands, and Dick Van Dyke's out there. I'm sure that people were wondering what was going on.
With money, you can make fast friends. I mean, you start handing out money, you get a lot of attraction there really quick, you know.
Yeah.
This next story is about a woman who joins a Facebook group in the wrong country. And speaking of making fast friends, I mean, she made some friends pretty fast too, right?
That's right. So Sue Perry, she actually lives in Wakefield, England. She actually joined a group for the small town of Wakefield, Quebec. So Wakefield, England, it was where she was looking for. She ends up joining a group in Wakefield, Quebec. And it was a group, looking for, the skis and ski boots and warm clothing that she wanted to give away. And it was a place she didn't recognize. And so she ends up making these friends that were over in Quebec and instead of Wakefield, England. You know, people start following her and they realize what's happened, of course.
Oh, wow.
And there ends up being some human kindness exchange where they end up sending good things to everybody. After conversing with their new friend in England, they organize care packages, fill them with goodies and CDs, T-shirts, and maple syrup because, you know, it's Quebec.
Oh, yeah.
You have to have maple
exactly.
syrup.
Yeah, you got to have that. Time real quick, about 20 seconds. We've got a toddler missing in Ontario Forest for over 3 days, found alive and well, thank God.
That's right. So Ontario Provincial Police announced that Jude Layton was recovered on Wednesday. And it's just amazing. You know, when a toddler goes missing, you expect.
Oh,
you know,
without a doubt. Your heart drops, everything
hours.
Else. Exactly.
That's right.
She's the good news girl. Happened, now you know why. Go to Sam's Corner at Bill Martinez's show.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety?